Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot brought to you by Beit Chamot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Hey. We're holding a daf Lamed Dalet on a bit at Omar Shmuel. So we're six lines up from the bottom here. And the question that we're about to discuss relates directly to the question in our Mishnah about the three-month hafrashah to find out whether these women are pregnant from the confusion of who the husband was, the achlafa, whatever the case might be. And the Shmuel was actually referring to a long list of people that we're not discussing here, but we do discuss later on in Acholet, where there's various women that are mounting shlosha chodashim, such as after a gate, or after death of a husband, after a rape, and so on, where we need to know who the father was of the possible pregnancy right now, so we wait 3 months to see whether there was a pregnancy, and that way we can discover who the father was. Now Shmuel says, all women that might be pregnant and we need to know who the father was, we wait for 3 months. Kulam, that's all listed in our cholets, including our cases. Shechot l'avtin shlosha chodashim. The only case where we don't insist that you wait for 3 months is where you have a giyoret or a shivcha who is mishuchraret, and she's a ktana. But since she's a ktana, we can assume she isn't pregnant. But the implications are that in a similar situation, where a ktana of a bat Yisrael also can be assumed not to be pregnant, nonetheless, she is treated as if she's a gdola. We do insist on 3 months to determine who the father was, even though it's unlikely that she's pregnant. So, what were those cases referring to when you say a ktana? Are we talking about a ktana who was mima enet, and she walked out of a marriage by rejecting her husband, and now we are going to decide that we require 3 months in order to know whether she was pregnant before she can marry somebody else? It happens to be that Shmuel himself makes it clear that that is not the case. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel himself says that a ktana does not require a three-month wait after miyun. So that cannot be the case. If we're talking about a ktana who was given a get, then Shmuel already said that halacha. Amar Shmuel chodazimna. Shmuel already said, the Amar Shmuel, miyanabo eina tzricha lamtin shlosha chodashim. If a ktan is mima enet and her husband, she does not have to wait 3 months after to get married. But natan la get, on the other hand, if she got a get from him, then because it is confusable with another isha ba'alat get, who could be a gedola, miyun is not confusable, obviously, because by definition, miyun can only be done by a ktana. And therefore, nobody's going to say, well, if a ktana doesn't need to wait 3 months, why? Well, that's ridiculous. Ktana doesn't need to wait 3 months because she wouldn't be pregnant.
She's a ktana.
Exactly. And she was memanet. But a bala taget, even though she's a ktana, people may not think about that. And so, in order to avoid that confusion, natan laget zichalam din shlosha chodashim. Fine. So that neither of these cases could be the case that Shmuel was referring to when he was saying that a Yisraelite, or at least he was implying that a ktana Yisraelite would need to wait. It can't be miyun, because she doesn't need to wait. It can't be get, because he already said she needs to wait. So what is it? Ela biznut. What I might be talking about is a ktana who was either seduced or was raped, but whatever the case may be, we need to know if she's pregnant. Not really, because she wouldn't be pregnant, but gazru rabbanan ktana mishum bidola. If we allow the ktana to immediately go ahead and get married, so then people may confuse similar cases, a woman who was raped and she wants to get married to someone. We want to wait to know what the din is of the vlad. But I thought, migazrina ktana mishum gedola, is Shmuel saying that we should make a gezera that people may confuse a ktana who was mizana because of a gedola? I thought, our Mishnah says, not like that. Here's the case in our Mishnah. This, of course, is why we brought this whole thing up here. It says in the Mishnah, Im hayu ketanot she'inan ru'uyot leleid, ma'atzirin otan miyad. You see? In the case of the confused women, in our Mishnah, where we said, well, you have to wait 3 months before they're able to marry somebody else, so we need to know whose child it is. But if they were ketanot, we don't need to wait 3 months to know whose child it is, because there isn't going to be a child. So that means that we are not gozer, ketana, mishum gedola. Then what are you going to do with our Mishnah? Shmuel no longer makes any sense. Omer of Gittel, well, our Mishnah was hora'at sha'a. It was a one-time event, and in a hora'at sha'a, basically, you know, they had to do this for whatever reason. What? What are we talking about? Are you saying that this actually happened? This is a story that the Mishnah is referring to? I mean, the Mishnah is giving us a din, not maaseh, sha'ayu, et cetera, and so forth. So what, michlal davoy? No, of course not. We mean as it's the equivalent of hora'at sha'a, meaning that since this is something that happens rarely, Rabban Aaron could be going to go there on a case like this, that if women are confused and the guy takes the wrong wife, and then if they were ketanot, they're off for heaven's sakes. That case is going to come up once every 500 years. We don't make gezeiras for that. And that's the equivalent of hora'at sha'a. We're going to make a gezeira for hora'at sha'a. Nonsense. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedvaro. Ela ki hora'at sha'a, for all intents and purposes, was a one-time event. V'chilav lo shchiach. This is not something that happens. Lishnach minam. Now there's another lashon that has Shmuel saying the opposite. That's what Shmuel said was in this version. Is that kulan tzrichot la'abdin shlosha chodashim. Actually, all the women that we were talking about before, victims of rape, or a question of a get, or a mishuchreret, a giyoret, and all the other cases that we were talking about, they all have to wait 3 months, except for the gedola, was a giyoret and mishuchreret, which is shocking. The gedola is a giyoret and a mishuchreret, she can get married right away. But the implications here are that a ketana, but Yisrael does not need to wait shlosha chodashim. So what is the case with the ketana bat Yisrael does not need to wait shlosha chodashim? What? Is it referring to miyun? Shmuel already said that. Because Shmuel said, of course, that b'miyun. In other words, the same thing we said before is here true in the inverse. So it can't be for miyun because Shmuel already said it. If it's for get, it isn't true. Because Shmuel said that she does need to wait shlosha chodashim because we'll confuse her with another get. And in this version, what it is that Shmuel was talking about was actually cases of rape, seduction of a child, and there we don't have to wait for 3 months. And the zut, biktana, it doesn't happen that often that we need to be geiser. Now, I don't understand what Shmuel was talking about. Why, the case of the giyoret and the mishuchreret, which is obviously shchiach, why in the world doesn't she have to wait for 3 months? I mean, it's very shchiach, I understand. This is a giyoret. Why wouldn't she have been screwing around as a goya, and this is a shivcha? I mean, if her odin is mishachrer her, why would we not think that she's pregnant? That's crazy. She's a gedola. She would be pregnant. Answers the Gemara, very simple. The reason we're not gozer is because he holds of Rabbi Yossi. And what is Rabbi Yossi shita? Titanya. A giyoret, or a shvuya, which is a woman who's been held in captivity by kidnappers. So, I mean, obviously we are choshish that they were raping her the whole time. Shivcha, shenivdu, where we were pode, the shvuya, or nidgairu, nishtachru. In all these cases, tzrichot la'abdin shlosha chodashim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, we always have to be worried that they're pregnant. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no problem. She can be mit ares, and she can actually go to the chuppah tomorrow. Oh, my rabbi, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's reason? Rabbi Yossi's reason is very contemporary. What woman goes around without contraceptives? So therefore, kasever isha mizana, misha meshen b'moch, kadeh shlo titaber. Obviously, she's going to have contraceptives handy. I mean, she's a giyoret, she's a shivcha, and she doesn't want to get pregnant. So therefore, she'll have her contraceptives. Wait a minute. Not all these cases make sense. A giyoret, you could say, well, she's planning on becoming Jewish, so therefore she doesn't want to have a kid now, right? I mean, she wants to make sure that it's clear whether she's okay, so she'll always use her contraceptives. You can rely on that. You could even say that the same thing is true of the Shvuya and the Shivcha, because in both of those cases, they know that there's a pinyon coming up. So, you know, they hear that, they hear them talking in the background or whatever. They don't want to get pregnant. So the Shami Mimarayim mantra and Nafsha, they also use contraceptives. But what would be the case of a Shivcha who is suddenly Mamishukharat? Let's say she got a tooth knocked out. Right? So she was beaten and all of a sudden she's free. Actually, she wasn't planning on being free. She didn't hear them talking about her being free. So how did she use contraceptives? Why would she? If she's a Yotza B'Shein V'Ayin, and especially a Shivcha, where specifically she wouldn't want to use contraceptives, because a Shivcha actually views that as part of her job. You know, she's pregnant and gets better nourishment. She's left off of the kitchen patrol and so on. Why wouldn't she want to get pregnant? So how would you explain the fact that she's not pregnant? V'chitema called the Mimela. Moda Ribiosi, if you're going to tell me, well, he's not talking about the case. A case which is sudden, then Ribiosi is Moda. No, because Ribiosi actually discusses a case of a rape victim. Now, a rape victim is not planning on getting raped. And nonetheless, Ribiosi says that she does not have to wait Shlosha Chodashim. Because it says in Mishnah, Nusa, Mefuta, Tzicha Lamtin, Shlosha Chodashim, which is not actually a Mishnah, by the way, it's a Braita, but sometimes we use that word. But no, no, just change it to a Tanya. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, even here, is Matir Le'ares V'Le'Nasimiyah. Therefore, it can't be that this is Planned Parenthood associated. There's got to be another explanation. Ella Amar Abaye, the point is the morning after pill, not the morning before pill. Of course, they didn't have a very effective morning after pill, but they had Isha Mizanam Mitapechet Shalota Taber, that basically a woman who is raped, or a woman doesn't want to get pregnant, if she didn't have contraceptives, she does the best she can to get rid of any loose sperm by jumping up and down, turning upside down, and so on and so forth. And this is pretty useful. So it's unlikely that she'd get pregnant.
Zolzan, leave it.
And, well, you know, as I said, leave it. The Edith, don't rely on it. The Edith. And what about Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, isn't that true? Well, it's true, but it doesn't work very well. So basically, we say she didn't do a very good job, but you know, it boils down to the same thing. Shemalon yitapcha, yafa, yafa. So let's continue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if they were Kohanot, that's exactly what that means. If they were Kohanot, so then they are Nifsalu Minatruma, or they're Nifsalu, whatever, it's not clear what the gear is supposed to be. Nifsalu Minatruma, they're just Nifsalu Mahalayam, but whatever it is. Kohanot, see what that means. They were Kohanot, but and if they're married to a Kohen and they're not Kohanot, the Yisraeliot, then it's exactly the same thing. Israeli who's married to a Kohen becomes, even in a rape, and they're in a case like this, it was an accident, she's Nifsala to her husband, and she's not Lati Truma. So why would it say Kohanot? Well, it doesn't mean Kohanot, you know, it means Mrs. Kohen's. That's what it means. So it means if they're married to Kohanim. That's the thing, if they're married to Kohanim. What if they're not married to Kohanim? What if they are married to Yisraelim? Because if they're married to Yisraelim, you'll say, all right, so then this whole din of rape doesn't apply to them because they're mutarot to their husbands.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
We're not a regular...
Whatever. Either case, if they're married to Israel, then they are...
They're not allowed to eat truma.
We'll get to that. Okay. Are you taking David's place tonight?
Sorry.
Yeah. So, if they're married... If they're married...
Yeah, usually David knows what he's talking about.
Yes, so do you. So do you, but, you know, let's wait. So the Yisraelite who's married to a Kohen, you might think that she's married to a Yisrael.
Right.
You might think that if a woman is married to Yisrael, that because at the time that she was raped, she's mutara to her husband. If her husband dies, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. But that's not true. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. No, an almana is only a sura to a Kohen Gadol. The Amr of Amra, Hamilta Amarlan Ripsheshet. Rav Sheshet taught us this, in Arina Le'inayin, he brightened our eyes with a proof from a Mishnah, that And Eshet Yisrael was named son. Even though she may be muteret l'ba'ala, she is still pesula l'kuna. Omar Rava, then let's go back to our first chat. Now let's take Bobby's approach. It means kohanot. And it means kohanot nisot l'Yisrael. And the point of here is that even if they were raped, which is meaningless for a Baal who's a Yisrael, because it's not neseret alam, she becomes psula frachilas truma. So that if the husband dies and she has no child from the Yisrael, then normally the din is that she goes back to eating from the Beit Aviha, truma. But if she was raped, then she cannot go back to eating. And that's the pshat, truma devei neshayu. Hadra alach arba'a achin ori neder. Frank Dandey Lekeperek. Moving on now to chalitza. Hacholetzli vimto. Somebody does chalitza, and lo and behold, it turns out that she was pregnant. We didn't wait for 3 months to see if she was pregnant. We assumed she wasn't pregnant. And turns out she was pregnant. And she has a child. So, if the child turns out to be a viable fetus, so then the chalitza obviously was ridiculous. This was a woman who was not chayevet in Yibum. The chalitza, so what happened? He worked in a shoe store, So she took off a shoe. What's the problem? So therefore she should be achot chalutzato, her sister should be em chalutzato, therefore she should be asur lekuhuna, because she's chalutza. There's no chalitza, it's a joke. And therefore there's no problem. Hu mutar bekrovotea, he mutar bekrovav, lo pasla min hakuhuna, everything's fine. How about if it turns out that the fetus wasn't viable? Ein avlat shel kayama. So then, hu asur bekrovotea, indeed, she, but it seems to be saying this, that the chalitza was a kosher chalitza, despite the fact that she was pregnant, and he's asur bekrovotea, she's asur bekrovav, she's psula min hakuhuna, because she is, apparently, what it's saying, a chalutza. Now, we'll see whether there's another possibility. How about if somebody takes his yivama b'yibum, not b'chalitza, and now it turns out she's pregnant. And there, too, she gives birth. If it turns out that the fetus was viable, so then you got a serious problem. You've been sleeping with your brother's wife, not a good thing. And therefore, he has to get rid of her, obviously, and has to bring a korban chatos, both of them, because they have been sleeping together as arayot. If it turns out that it wasn't viable, and therefore it turns out she was chayev in yibum, so then he keeps her. Now, how about if we are not sure, in a case of a suffix, whether she has been, maybe she got pregnant from the second guy, and this child may be a very rapid gestation, and in 7 months she gave birth from the second guy. We don't know whether it's Sufik Ben Teisha Larisha or Sufik Ben Shiva La'acharon. So if it just works out that that might be the case, so then he might not be chayef to take her b'yibum because maybe it's the brother's one child, and in which case he's been sleeping with his brother's wife, so obviously he can't continue doing that. The Vlad, on the other hand, is kosher, obviously, because whatever the Vlad is, it's kosher. If it came from the first brother, it's kosher. If it came from the second brother, it's kosher, because he was supposed to be b'yabim her. So the child is 100% kosher, no problem. We just don't know who the father was.
We don't know if he's a Kohen necessarily, if it's a case of that.
If one brother was a Kohen and the other brother was not a Kohen, it's possible, I suppose. The chayavim ba'asham taloi. And they have to bring, since they're not sure whether she was eshet achiv b'makom mitzvah, shelo b'makom mitzvah, so they have to bring an asham taloi on that possibility that it was eshet achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah.
Why didn't they wait a certain amount of time?
Mm-hmm. They should. They didn't. Fine.
Oh, it happened. That's where the way it happened.
Yeah. It's got to be there was betoch shalosh. If it turned out the pregnancy didn't show up until after shalosh, then as Tosis points out, why would he bring a korban? That's considered to be ones. That's not considered to be shogeg. He did everything he's supposed to do. What do you want from the guy? So he didn't wait, even though he said he shouldn't wait. He didn't wait. Now itma says the gemara choletz lemeuberet v'hipila. Somebody gives chalitza to a pregnant yivama, and she ends up losing a fetus. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that was perfectly good chalitza. There's no need for doing another chalitza. By the way, the word menachim is lav davka, as Tosis points out. I mean, she doesn't need a re-chalitza. There's no reason why he wouldn't be able to do the chalitza if she did need chalitza. Rish Lakish says, no, the first chalitza is not good. Chalitza of a pregnant Yavana is not a kosher chalitza. Tzricha chalitza menachim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Tzar Chalitza Menachim, because Chalitza Mu Beret Shema Chalitza. First of all, you can do Chalitza to Mu Beret, and even Bia of a Mu Beret is considered to be a perfectly valid Bia. And in either case, if it turns out that the Vlad was not a Vlad Shor Kayama, then the Yibum was achieved through Bia, or like Chalitza Muteres Lashuk was a valid Chalitza. Rish Lakish says, no. Tzricha Chalitza Menachim, because Chalitza Mu'uberet is not called Chalitza, Biat Mu'uberet is not called Bia, and therefore she's got to end up being Mutaret through a new Chalitza. And what are they arguing in? Well, they might be arguing in a pusik, or they might be arguing straightforward in logic. Let's say, if they're arguing logically, Baitei Mesfar, Rabbi Yochanan would be saying, look, the fact that we don't know the future should be no reason for us to say that an event would not have taken place in the past in light of that future when it happens. And let's say Yonavi would come, you know. And Yonavi would say, oh, don't worry about this pregnancy. She's going to lose this fetus, you know. So say, okay, so then do Chalitza, because this is not a pregnancy to Patras or from Yibo. You know, so okay, so now Elio didn't come, but the future came. So the future is as good as Elio. We now know that, in fact, she lost that child, and therefore the pregnancy wasn't meaningful in terms of the Yibum. The brother died without leaving viable children. And so what's the problem?
Is this in Brera?
No. No. It doesn't need Brera. I don't need to.
What happened to you?
Why is it Brera? I gave. Brera is where I need to say that the state is defined now.
Right.
Yeah. I need to know whether did I give Chalitza to a Yavama that was Chayevet or not. I'll find out whether it was Chayevet later. But I definitely did the act of Chalitza. The question is, was it a Chalitza? Was it a Chalitza? We'll find out later, right? So Milav Bat Chalitza v'Yibum. So fine. Now the Goyli Milta Lamafreya. We now say that okay. So now we know. Rish Lakish says no. The idea of dealing, is basically what Rabbi Yaakov was questioning, the idea of dealing with the Chiyuv of Yibum is dealing with it in the present when you are actually involved either in being Mekayim Shem L'Achicha or in allowing Eshet Achicha, who is your Yavama, to the Shuk. At this point, that's not what she is. And therefore, we do not say Tigalenu Milta L'Mafreya. But the point is Elio never did show up, did he? He didn't even call. So, or it could be the arguing about a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the pasuk says a brother who dies, right? Ubein Einlo. Does he have a bein? No. Now, does he have a bein? No. Fine. So what's your problem? Maybe he will have a bein. He never ended up having a bein, so. Whereas Rish Lakish says, now wait a minute. Remember, we were medayek Einlo. We were medayek the yud to say ayin. Ayin alav means, well, look, check it out, but good. Ooh, well, he's sort of got a bane. He's got a fetus. Maybe that's a bane.
Isn't that with an ayin?
What is that?
Ayin lo.
Yeah, we're playing games with the yud.
Aleph
nine. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, will you read the Mishnah for God's sake and stop arguing? Ain avlat shor kayama. What does it say? The vlad is not shor kayama. So what's the deal? Who asur bekrovotea? He asura bekrovav. She's psula minakahuna. I mean, what does that say to you, man? Bishlam aladidi. What did I say? I said chalitza of a meuberet is perfectly valid chalitza, right? Okay. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. So mishumach he pasla. Obviously, he pasled her. But according to you, who said, well, she never got chalitza. So how in the world is she psula minakahuna? I don't understand. There never was a chalitza. Omar says, well, who's to say that it's because it was a chalitza? Maybe it's a gzeira drabbanan. People will think it was a chalitza. They don't know that she was pregnant. Whatever. So maybe that doesn't mean that it was a real chalitza. And it's l'chum rabbi alma. We're just being machmer, not saying you don't need another chalitza. Actually, there are some who say that this was Reish Lakish's kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. Because Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan like this. It says in the Mishnah, "Ein avlatcha kayama hu asur bekrovotea v'hi asur bekrovav," and she's psula min hakahuna. Now look. According to me, okay, Bishlam aladidid, amina chalitzat muberet lav shmar chalitza. So then I understand why it says, and paslam in hakuna. Okay? Someone who connects telling us a chumra. And that's all it's going to tell us. It doesn't say, note, eina tzricha chalitza min ha'achim, like it says later on, right? It doesn't say, she doesn't need chalitza min ha'achim. Why doesn't it say that? Because she does, that's why. Because this chalitza was not a good chalitza. So all the Mishnah was saying is, l'chumra, he passed her from the kuhn, okay? According to you, the didach, she doesn't need chalitza from the achin either. So why doesn't it say so? I mean, isn't that an important point? Eina tzricha chalitza min achin. Like we said in the Mishnah, tzricha chalitza min achin. When in our discussion, we said tzricha chalitza min achin. So why doesn't it say eina tzricha chalitza min achin? I'd explain that. Amale said, Rabbi Yochanan, you're 100% right. The Mishnah would have said that in Achinami, except that since we open with the discussion of whether he passed her or didn't pass her, and in the case over there was where lo pasla, where it turned out that the Vlad was Shokayama, well, what are we going to say? Tzricha chalitza min achin, she wasn't the Yavama. So therefore, in this Sefer, when we were discussing the case where she was a Yavama, we didn't get into the issue. We just kept the Mishnah parallel. We didn't get into the issue of whether tzricha chalitza min achin. And all that we say is pasla, but 100% you really certainly could have added there, eina tzricha chalitza min achin. It's just that wasn't the business of the Mishnah to tell us at this point. Next question, as for the Yochanan Reish Lakish. It then says, if it turns out that the fetus is inviable, then stick with her. Now, Bishlam al-Didi, I say, chalitza of a mu'uberet is perfectly good chalitza. The bia of a mu'uberet is a perfectly good bia. So fine, so then yikayen, right? Happily married. But according to you, you say chalitza of a mu'uberet is not shma chalitza. The bia of a mu'uberet is lav shma chalitza, is lav shma bia. Why doesn't the Mishnah say you have to go and take her again? You can't get rid of her. Oh, it says you can keep her. You kayem. It should say yachzor v'yivov v'yikayem because you weren't mekayem your yibum yet. So you must take her. Says Reish Lakish, but that's exactly what it means. Otherwise, why would it say yikayem? I mean, you can do whatever you want. Yikayem and give her a get. Yeah, it means, yikayeh means you have to keep her in order to be yotzei the yibum because you're going to have to sleep with her again. That's what yikayeh means. Yachzor, vivo, v'yikayeh. Delo sagi b'lavach. You can't get away without being mikayeh. That's what mikayeh means. You can't get rid of her now. You're going to have to take care of her. Ikidiyam, as a matter of fact, is such a good answer that in the Ikidiyam, this was Reish Lakish's question to Rabbi Yochanan. Eight very shlok Rabbi Yochanan. It says, "Ein avlat shokayama yikayim." What does yikayim mean? It's a bit shlok in the Didi. The way I understand it, that I say, "Chalitza of a mu'uberet is not chalitza. Bia of a mu'uberet is not bia." Okay, that's why it says yikayim, meaning you have no choice. You're going to have to be yarzor. You evolve yikayim. The lo sagi b'lavach. But according to you, why does it say yikayim? It could say, do whatever you want, because it would be very important to let us know that you don't have to be mikayim, that you were already yotzi the yibum, so it ought to make clear, ratza, yotzi, ratza, yikayim, yibayle, that's what it should have said. And in this version, indeed, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, that would be a lot clearer in Achinami. But once again, because in the Reish, the Lashon was yotzi, what are you going to say in the Reisha? Reisha, it turns out she was Eishet Ach. Shalom HaKa Mitzvah. Because of that. And the Sefer said, no, you don't need to be Yotzi, Bibi, Kayem. But obviously, if you want to, you can divorce her. It just means if you want to, you can keep her. Meitvei. Here, things start to get a little bit interesting. Hakoneset yevimto. Now, somebody takes his yevama, she turns out to be mi'uberet. What's the din of the tzara? So here it says, harezu lo tinase tzarata. The tzara cannot get married to anyone as long as she's pregnant, because what if the vlad turns out to be viable? What? What if the vlad turns out to be viable? On the contrary. What do you mean? Adarabha. If the vlad turns out to be viable, so then the tzara's got no problem. There was no chiyuv of yibum. There's a pregnant, viably pregnant yevama. So what are you talking about? All right, so it must have meant shema lo yehi vlad shokayam. Right? Okay, maybe the vlad will turn out not to be a viable fetus. Now, my question to you is, if, Rabbi Yochanan, you believe that bi'at mu'uberet is called bi'ah, I don't understand. If the tzara is dependent on whether the bi'ah of this yevama is good, so it's good. So the yibum took place. And on the other hand, if she was pregnant with a viable fetus, there never was a chiyuv of yibum. So the tzara, no matter what, should be able to go get married, right? If you hold that bi'ah mu'uberet d'shma bi'ah. Because the tzara says, what's your problem? Maybe the vlad will die. So he already did yibum. And Rabbi Yochanan says yibum is kosher. So why does the braita say that she cannot go and get married to the shuk? So amai lo tinase tzarata, tipater bevi'ah shel chaverta. Says Abai, ooh, this is a killer of a question. We must have been making a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say, Rabbi Yochanan's only talking about chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say that bia of a mu'uberet is valid. Yeah, I mean, because think about it. Well, what is the point of bia? The point of yibum is to give your genes to your brother. I mean, the act of attempting to impregnate a pregnant woman is a little absurd. And therefore, it makes no sense to do bia. That's not, that's physically not a reasonable act. Mashenka chalitza, what difference does it make if she's pregnant or not? So maybe all that Rabbi Yochanan was saying is that the chalitza of a mu'uberet makes sense. But of course, I mean, he would never say that the bia of a mu'uberet makes sense because, I mean, it's contradictory. Twins don't happen one after the other, darling. Facts of life. Very rarely. And when there are, they make Time magazine.
What, when there's a spread of time between births?
It doesn't have to be so much spread of time. It would be the same 2 days.
Right? It's a wonderful, wonderful trick of evolution. That when sperms get in, they lock out everybody else.
But there's a Gemara that talks about whether a woman has to burn
The question of shemat yasef ladas and down and so on and so forth, but it's very rare. Fine. So everybody agrees, but even chalitzat mu'uberet is loshma chalitza. Amrei Rava, very clever, except it's wrong. It's wrong for the obvious reason that the linkage that we've seen all along of the possibility of yibum to the possibility of chalitza betrays your logic. Because manifshach, if you hold biat mu'uberet d'shma biat, then chalitzat mu'uberet d'shma chalitza. But if you're ready to say that biat mu'uberet, according to anybody, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, is not considered to be a reasonable biat, then nobody would have said that chalitzat mu'uberet is chalitza, not mi'oshma chalitza. Because remember the old rule back from the beginning. One of the first things we learned in this Masechta. How could you have forgotten that? But I, Rabbi, shall tell you the ingenious meaning of this braita. It's very simple. It's this. Hakones yevimta v'nimtzeit mu'uberet harezu lo tinasei tzarata shema yehei vlad ben kayama. Not the way you changed it. Shema lo tia ben. On the contrary. What if the fetus turns out to be viable? Okay? Now, if the fetus turns out to be viable, you'll say, okay, so then obviously she can go and get married. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Because if biat muberet is lav shma biat, and chalitzat muberet is lav shma chalitza, the vlad does not pater the tzara until it's born. Therefore, this tzara can't go and get married based on a pregnancy. Then she's going to have to wait. And because of that, hachetze lav yira ola, and in fact, the bride says exactly that. Tanik avasakrava. Hakonei sivimta. Vibtseit muberet. Because maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayam. And therefore, the Bia and the Chalitza will not be pottering. And this has nothing to do with the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan's logic that the Bia potters is only true if the Vlad is meant to be lost. And Eliyahu HaNavi would say, oh, don't worry about this pregnancy. She's going to abort the pregnancy. But she didn't abort the pregnancy in this case. If she didn't abort the pregnancy, then Rabbi Yochanan, of course, also agrees. You can't give Yibum and a Chalitza to a woman who isn't even a Yavama in the end. It turns out that it was a viable pregnancy. So you'll say, okay, but Mamanashach, what's the big deal? The Tzara, in either case, is okay. Wrong. If it turns out that it's a viable fetus, the Tzara is a big Tzaras. Because this tzara cannot rely on the chalitz and the yibum of a viably pregnant yavama, so she's relying on the fact that there is a vlad. But there is no vlad. There's a potential vlad. She can't go and get married l'shuk on the basis of a potential vlad. We need to wait until the child is born. And therefore, that is the simple, straightforward explanation which takes this bride out of the whole discussion that you were having between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and everything is perfectly good.
Does the child have to be viable after it's born for 30 days or something?
Yeah, well, that's what viable means. Either that we know that it's called a chadashav, then he doesn't. In other words, if it has the simanim of viability, you know, high scores, you know. So if it has the simanim of viability, seriously, nowadays we have the APCA scores. So now, you know, if you get those scores well, then we know it's a Vlad. Yeah. Fine. Now, wait just one second. I know we're finished, but still, we're right smack bang in the middle, because the implications of this bride are so powerful that what it seems to be saying is the only reason that Tzara cannot get married is on the horrible chance that this child may actually end up being born. Right? But I understand it. What about on the other chance? What about if it ends up actually being aborted? And then it wouldn't be a problem. Is that what it's saying? Then it wouldn't be a problem. But you never know what might happen. What happens if it's a Vlad Shel Kayama? Wait a minute. Why wouldn't it be a problem in the other direction? If it's not a viable fetus, must be that it's not a problem because she already got Yibum, or she already got Chalitza, despite the fact that she was pregnant. Now, where did I hear she like that before? Because it sure don't sound very true according to Reish Lakish. In which case, this Tanya Kavate, the Rabbi Yochanan, should also be a Tiyuf to the Reish Lakish, right? Because Taima, the only reason that the Tzara can't get married is because perhaps the fetus will be viable, right? Shema Yehi Avlad Ben Kayama. But if we were sure that that wasn't the case, and if Lo Hayi Avlad Ben Kayama, then there would be no problem. Miftar Tzarata, with what? The Bior, the Chalitza of her Yavama, her Tzara, the Yavama, who was pregnant at the time. Lema Tahavi to Yufta the Reish Lakish. What's Reish Lakish going to say about that? Well, says Reish Lakish, he's got it all wrong, Rava. Don't pay no attention. But what it's saying is like this. Hakoneis Yavimto, Vinim Tseit Mu'uberet. The way we tried to explain it before. And the Chalitza of Muberet is not called Chalitza. And a Biat Muberet is Lav Shma Biat. Now, all of that is taken for granted in the Braita. Now, move back to the language of the Braita. And if you try to say, yeah, but I mean, most women do deliver, right? So you should go according to Rov Nashim. And Rov Nashim are pregnant, are going to deliver a viable Vlad. Vlad Nahalia Yeldon, that's even worse. That's what the bride to me. That's even worse. Because of Vlad in a potter, Achet Selav Yerolam. So that's how I understand the bride. The bride is taking into consideration both. This is bringing out to you the element that you forgot to consider. And that is, if there is a Vlad, you're in even a bigger trouble than if there isn't a Vlad. So either way, it's a problem. So if there is a Vlad that is going to die, so what are you relying on? A beer and a chalitza of a Yavamus Muberek? No good. Elamai, you're going to start arguing, yeah, but you know, it's probably good. That's even worse. If it's probably good, you have to wait till the Vlad is born. So it works out beautifully. Omar Shmuel, Mikulan Tzichot Amtin, Shlosha Chodashim, Chutz Begiyoret, Mishukhreret Ktana. Ava Ktanat Bat Yisrael, Mashmuel Tzichot Amtin, Shlosha Chodashim, Ubamai. Iba Miyun, Omar Shmuel, the low boy. Iba Get, Omar Shmuel, anyway, Chodazim, not the Omar Shmuel, Miyana, Ava Ino Tzichot Amtin, Shlosha Chodashim, Natan Laget, Tzichot Amtin, Shlosha Chodashim. Ela Biznut, Vigazur Avanan Ktana, Mishum Gidola, what? But Migas, we don't look at our Mishnah. Migas, we don't ktanim shungir alav atzman. Ima yuktanot sheinan ruyot leilayit magzirin atam miyad. Obrev gil omarava, please. That's a rachayta. What? What? You mean it happened? I mean, kohora achayta. Bechilof is not shkiyach. Lishlach ridan milan mashmurum. Kolad tzichot abdin. Shosha chadashim. Chutz. Midiot and Mishukar Gidola, and here the Mashmud is Kitana, but Israel, in a Tzirkalam Tinchlosha Kodashim, the Mai, the Mir, no Mashmud Kodazim, if it's Beget, I'm a Mashmud that she does have to be Mamtenas. The Mashmud, Yana Boyna Tzirkalam Tinchlosha Kodashim, Natan Laget Tzirkalam Tinchlosha Kodashim, Ella Biznut, and Znut Bikana, Loshia. Now, Giyot and Mishukrat, where it is Shkiyach, why aren't we gozer for Gedola? The Amek Rabbi Yossi, who the Amek Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya. Now, Giyot Lashviyah, Vashivcha, Shinimdu, Vashinkairu, Vashinishtaru, Tzuchot, Lamtin, Shlosha, Chodashin, Dev, Rabbi Yada, Rabbi Yossi, Matir, Leyares, Pulina, Saint, Miyad, Omar Rabba, my family, Rabbi Yossi, Kasav, Risha, Bezana, Mishameshet, Bemoch, Kidei, Shalotit, Aber, fine, I understand that. She plans contraceptives, because even the Daiti Megiora, Mintera Nafshal, Kedei Lafkin Menzer, Shinizra Bekedusha, Menzer, Shinizra Lobekedusha, Shvuya Veshivka Nami, maybe she's gotten rumors, the Shalim and Moriah, so she also carries around contraceptives in Menatri Nafshal. But Yosef Shein Vayin, I mean, how would that work out? We know that's not true because of Tanya. Anusa umufuta tzirchalamti shoshagarishin divir biyuda. And Rabbi Yossi is matir even there. Obviously, that's not planned. She's matir by a reswina semiyad. Elo amrabai isham izanam mitapechet kadesh lo titaber. Vida, kadesh lo shamaloni tapcha. Yafa, yafa. Bima you cannot not afka what if it be Israeli or not. Now I mean Imayun Shekhanim but Dafkan is Shekhanim, the Shay Israeli Mo, Pomer Vamra, no milta Amalan of Sheshitvanir and Ananda A nine Limatin, Ashit Israshi and South Bishop Mutertal Balop Solakuna, Amaravikama, Ima you cannot the suot Israel. Nifsalumena truma deve nishayu. Hakolets we give him covenant said Mulder at the old Bismancha Vlacho Kayama umutar the Krovotea, the Imutar the Krovav, the Lopasama menakuna. Hina Vlacho Kayama was the Krovotea, the Azurbe Krovav, Upaslamenakuna. Hakones it give him covenant said Mulder at the old בזמן שהוולד של קיימה יוצאים וחייבים בקורבן, ממין הוולד של קיימה יקיים. ספק בין תשעה לראשון, ספק בין שבעה לאחרון, יוצאים, וולד הזכר שממון המשך וחייבים, והשם תלוי איתמה. החולץ למעוברת והיא פילה. רבי יוחנן אמר, אינה צריכה חליצה מנחין, ושלוק שאומר, צריכה חליצה מנחין. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ina Tzricha Chalitza Menachim because the Chalitza of the Mu'ubar Tishma Chalitza and the Biyah of the Mu'ubar Tishma Biyah was Rishvakish says no Tzricha Chalitza Menachim Chalitzat Mu'ubar Lav Shma Chalitza Biyah Mu'ubar Lav Shma Biyah but my come if I gave Ibaite Makra Ibaite Masvara Iboy de masvara, Rabbi Yochanan somar, im yavo eliyov yomar da di Abram bupulim matla milo bat chavitza v'yimom ha'ashtanami, tigalim milta l'mafreya. Rish Lakish amar, you can't say tigalim milta l'mafreya, lo amrin under the case of Yibom. Iboy de makro, Rabbi Yochanan somar, uben emo, amrachmana, v'aletle, and Rish Lakish somar, ben emo is darshan to mean ayena lav, and that includes pregnancy. Why was he passing her? It's a chumra. As a matter of fact, it says over here, according to me, this makes more sense because Bishlam of the DD, where I tied the Amina Chalitza Muberet Lav Shma Chalitza, I need to tell you Paslam and Akuna Lachumra, and note that it never says anything about Eina Tzricha Chalitza Menachim, which is obviously necessary to say. If you're telling me that it's the Paslam and Akuna, why isn't it saying it's Tzricha Chalitza? It's very confusing. Ela Didach, Eina Tzricha Chalitza Menachim, I'm like, you're right. But I did it. Tana Reisha lo pasla. Tana Sefer ken pasla. Eitve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish ina vlad shel kayama yikayim. So bishlam l'diti damina chavitzat ma'u mu berchma chavitza. Biat mu berchma biyam shema chikatan yikayim. But according to you, who says chavitza mu berchma biyam, lav shema biyam, lav shema chavitza biyat mu berchma lav shema biyam, why does it say Yikayim? I mean, that's not the point. It should say Yachzor v'yivov v'yikayim yiboyelet. Well, obviously, says Rish Lakish, what do you think Yikayim means? It means you must be Mikayim because you have to be Chozor v'yivov v'yikayim. The Lord said, you belav achim. As a matter of fact, Yikiri Amreit for Rish Lakish with Yochanan. Ein avlachor kayama Yikayim bishlam didi damina chalitzat mubert lavshma chalitza ubiat mubert lavshma biyah. Meaning, of course, it should say, Ratzayotzi, Ratzayakayem, Iboilay. In a chinami, I did on a ratio, Yotzi, Tanam Zabiyakayem. Mutfet. Hakones at Yivim Tov Nimsi Luberet, Arezulo, Kinasay, Sarata, Shema Yehevat, Banke, Shema Yehevat, Yama Adarab. If the Vlad has been Kayama, it's even better, no? I mean, then Miftra Tzarata? Ela Ema Shemaloye Vlad Ben Kayama. We saw Kadai Rabiad Nu Berach Mabiam. What's the problem? Am I Lord Kinase Tzirat Tzarata? Tipa Ter Biviash Chavirta. Omer Abaye, I guess we have to conclude that Bivia Kule Amalo Pligin Lord Pug. The plea is only bechalitza. Rabbi Yochanan said bechalitza muberet shema chalitza biyat muberet lav shema biyah. Rish Lakish said biyat muberet lav shema biyah vechalitza muberet lav shema chalitza. Amalei Rava Manushach ibiyat muberet shema biyah then chilat chalitza muberet shema chalitza. If biyat muberet lav shema biyah then biyat chalitza muberet is also bechalitza. Do kam not kolola liyibum olala chalitza vechosh ein olala liyibum ein olala chalitza. So that doesn't make sense. Elam Rava, let me explain it. It's very simple. Exactly as it said. Shema Yehe Avad Ben Kayama. Okay? If the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, then obviously the Biyah was nonsense and the Chalitza was nonsense because she had a viable pregnancy. So then Biyat Nuberet, in this case, according to anybody, is not Shema Biyah. Chalitza Nuberet is not Shema Chalitza. The Vlad's not going to help you because the Vlad ain't about to achieve it to love your Allah. And therefore, the Tzara can't get married. Dani Kavati Rava, Konis Vimto, and you said, Muberet, Rezulut, and say, Tzarata, Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama, and therefore, Ein Biyav Chalitza Poteret, and the Vlad Poteret. But the problem is that the Vlad can't be Poteret, Achetir Lavir Olam. Wait a minute. But Taima Shema Yehe Vlad Shel Kayama. But it's Mashpah, if the Vlad wouldn't be Ben Kayama, then everything would be fine. So then, Lemetavit Yiftarej Lakish, because he says, everything would not be fine. No, no. But the bride is taking all that for granted. Now, what are you going to try to tell me? Let's be Elochacha Rov Nashim. Rov Nashim have a Vad Mahalia. Good. That's going to really be a big help. Avad is in a potter, So how can the Tzara get married now? And that is the full explanation.